This is an audio spoken voice text of the matter of fact record evidential partial to a cause of having the ACLU review a case of extreme life dynamics conditions in the life of a American born citizen of the United States of America who is a peace builder holder of a technology sound mind logic design perhaps bombastic technology creation that puts him in the crosshairs of the haters collective ILT. The haters have been allowed to win, and it is time for a paradigm shift understanding. This road of hate must be taken out, and nullified to its pretense that it is not out to destroy the peace builder maker way creator. What follows is a record of the tenancy holding in Denver, Colorado for Chesney Clanjohn Apartments on 10th and Washington, an intentional community for the HIV residency with the property manager of Jennifer Maddock of Pillar Property LLC and the co-conspirators of Daryl Johnson Building Manager, to include staff co-conspirators in the agencies of Rocky Mount Aden Cares and Colorado Health Network. On the professionals website of glassdoor.com, it is where we can confirm the reporting of what would be future time details to which the tenant of unit number 112 was subjugated upon to be majorly influenced upon. This account can and should be placed upon a truth deposition if need be before it is disbelieved by the American Civil Liberties Union for consideration of assiding in the needed presence to either resolve to a reconciliation or find need to go to coup litigation find mending resolves that can be bonded and trusted that do not continue to violate the complainting party of James Martin Driscoll not bestow him, restore him, to a state of false citizenry without these oppression, regression, and interfering presences in his life. If this does not meet the standards of acceptable, I want to know what rules and standards need to be adhered upon this submission author to gain the approved acceptance for any serious need consideration to acid in this requestion of Mr. Driscoll's due diligently needed civil rights. The audio created by the itgrewup.net 2019 Peace Building, Truth Affirming, Dishonesty Confronting, and Trust Binding Network Ideal dated, Monday, February 18, 2019 3:50 a.m. Pacific Time Written Source Origin, http://grewupnetpeacebuildingwebsite.business.site34°09.03.7, North 117°18.40.1 West Peace Building Restoral Begins. At disclosure of public declaration, statement of intention, Jennifer Maddock, Pillar Properties, this is not a harassing content email, inbox x at grewup x at inthemindway, from myself, x Martin J. Driscoll October 6, 2016, 11:06 a.m. to Jennifer, cinnamon http://meme.grewup.net/%23cromobone-the.good/%23james.martin.driscoll/%23pillar-property-service-elk/%23property-dash-jennifer-maddock/%23pillar-properties-%23jennifer.maddock-%23emmer.crotto%5b1%5d.jpg-ms-maddock-of-pillar-properties-lsc in Denver, Colorado, along with my submission of rent check this month of October 2016, there were several items of community sharing concerns included. These were sealed in a laminated process to remain to the best capable standard holding whatever permanence there can be in prevention for holding non-destruction appearance in the passing of such items into the care of my tenancy providers. These have all been encoded with active and valid common standard QR code technologies to establish a link to online media, including audio listen to spoken voice narrative presentations. All QR codes were verified to be valid and scannable directly from these manufactured original documents. The documents that were provided to you as original one-to-one-to-one sharing items are not intended for or belong to any scheme of mass media distribution. Along with my handwritten single name original signature, Martin, these were given serialized number of proof identity for record keeping purposes. Although made available in the QR scan code technologies, there can be usage tracking collection applied. There is not such digital tracking placed upon the QR codes used in my informational system theory construction of these in the sharing items provided to Pillar Properties. This fact also applies to anyone else that I have personally serialized items constructed and given out to these matters. You may choose to keep these items and use them for an introduction to the community work and presence of mind that is occurring within the wall space of my residence unit number 112 at Chesney Clanjohn Apartments. Even though Mr. Johnson chooses his insane position in non-relating to these same exact QR code presentations that are attached to the inside of my window here upon my residence to be presented, or perhaps used by passing by neighbors. These are actually, instrument, items that are attached to statements of integrity offered to anyone who might have interest or concerned about anything happening here under my tenancy. These are not mere insignificant issues I am bringing forward into a presentation view of truth knowing for community awareness. This is to show others around me who I am and what I am doing here, even though I am apparently involved in a systematic disinterested scheme of conspiracy. More so ever important is that I am the one who will force yourself to know what is true before you act unjustly against me. This statement here reflects the subject matter of intentions. Against all laws and decency of order in the commons we hold in this country, you cannot block my communications to which you wish to establish this blocking process to hold non-responsibility factors in keeping your ignorance over an intelligence wiser than you might care to concede its truth to respect. I challenge you to that court order magistrate ASAP if you think I have done anything expressively wrong here or other actions here not appropriate to the circumstances I know are presently placed into a targeted opposition against me. These unimpeded going on for months and months showing no true honor of leadership roles of understanding. This is truly an insane equation against any and all decency. It has been only been recent since our meeting time along with several other corrective intentional actions I have made that there has been an extremely noticeable slowed pace in harassment elements being current day to day received. I will hold myself from name calling but to know I am the one calling for a higher awareness and conscience from others that apparently is so buried and not able to bring forward honestly and upright out of the darkness muck from leadership roles in our local community. This is apparent because of some kind of hidden agenda bullcrap necessity on your parts of this backward asinine equation I just placed to mention to refuse or ignore all my communications in these concerns. The situation of communication agreements between us as tenant and management as a current parameter of non-communication directives is placed noteworthy here. This is a dysfunction I am applying controls to respect your positions in these matters. However that may be made currently malformed of commons, this was made after your flip-flop position from at first an introduction acceptance position documented in my email. This fact alone provides me the knowing I am speaking a high regard analysis of the logistics of truth for the things I do not have direct knowledge of and that for action I have or attempted to date, I am doing the right things for causation corrections even though no one will come out of the darkness muck there are in and admit their fault. There is a matter of the bicycle that is currently hanging on the rack on the first floor here that has not been explained. Explain to me why another tenant in this building has any interest in this bicycle or claims of his ownership is beyond me. This exact bicycle was left here by a visiting guest he that was invited by others, Moana Harris, and not directly invited into this space by me. His bicycle is the original property of this visiting guest placed into this space here at his hand. I did say conspiracy right. Justified I used this phrase and certifiable insane are you all. To participate or condone such activities. This bicycle is a leftover item of abandoned property after 90 days. The urgent care need departure of this guest from his visit here is in the car trip of me driving him and dropping him off at urgent care emergency with Mawa Harris along for this ride. This guest had several episodes of vomiting and its mess he made in the bathroom me in the first hours of his arrival. The circumstances of this guest departure are truthfully written here. The remaining leftover property of this exact one bicycle I had optioned for the return of his property. This guest has never made an attempt or reappearance here to that claim. For the record, this guest's leftover property was dismantled in pieces and stored into my front room closet after its owner's departure. Even so for the record, once I reassembled this exact one bicycle myself, with the chain left unrideable off its spokes purposefully, this exact same bicycle was originally stored in front of my car for several weeks afterward. Eventually, this exact same bicycle was placed on the rack for storage along with the other bikes in the building. Why this exact same bicyclino a conflicted claim of ownership after I fully assembled it to rideable status, I rode it around the block. I finally placed it back on the rack. It was only 2 days later when I had the encounter with the other tenant in the hallway looking at the change of chain status and the discussion that followed. To his claim that he knows the original owner and that he was gifted this bike's ownership outside of my own knowledge. I really don't care about my ownership of the bicycle. But the facts on it, after all is said and done, draws more suspicion to the participants involved in a conspiracy. Wow, my God, such a conspiracy continues to be unwound from its source-threading ties by circumstances that are way out of bounds of normalcy to its beyond-the-pale presence in my life. This continues to be presences involving my tenancy here unacceptable. The source of this comes from a casting out from within this building out to community to the unknowns of persons I am not aware with a disturbed presence of mind hidden agenda. This to their introduction relationship standing between us is fresh. However to then abnormal case after case return of the ORGINIAL casting agenda of the blowback chaos against me. I can prove this at this point is the case of facts logically set into motion here in my tenancy management, s to disregard me and to not receive the truth. With this now placed to the order of things, I am not wanting to establish an open channel that is at default my option without a written policy statement that must be applied to all tenants. Do you have anything to reply or say for yourself in this regard before I made all my statements of intentions known to you here? An acknowledgement of these circumstances are indeed beyond the pale, and an apology for dismissing me is expected. A pause here for insight. This matter has not been finished its final written need. An affirming reply supportive of my Tennessee is expected. This email will also be faxed as a confirm E9 nanograms copy that these matters remain unresolved and I am very serious to their MDate address and clarification understanding. Notes, this email has been proofed by Grammarly, Grammarly, official site at www.grammarly.com/the-world's-most-accurate-online-grammar-checker is now free. Eliminate grammar errors, detect plagiarism easily, improve any text highlights, eliminate errors, enhance clarity and meaning. Contents of the online public memospace folder http://meme.grewup.net/%23chromobone-the.good/%23james.martin.driskill/%23pillar-property-service-elk/%23property-manger-jennifer-mattock/has-updated-content and used in the composition of this email. Once this email has been sent via internet channels, it will also be saved and placed to TIS public memspace content record folder holding your personally named identity into reflection to our world. Do you finally open to receive the TUF? http://meme.grewup.net/%23chromobone-the.good/%23james.martin.driskill/%23pillar-property-service-elk/%23property-manger-jennifer-mattock/%23pillar.properties/%23jennifer.mattock/%23emmerid.crotto%5b2%5d.jpg-martin-j. Driskill, October 7, 2016, 3:49 p.m. to Martin, J. Driskill, Jennifer, Cinnamon. I am expecting a reply to this email. By the way, there was a witness involved in Halwall encounter with the other tenant of this building. His name is Chris. He is also a very special part of DIR, #chromobone-the.good, the 6th of October 2016 1:59, for he is holding on to the Adenchris symbol. Here is this space MMRA crotto #chris.mmr.crotto, the 6th of October 2016 2:09. Within his folder there is councils being set up here. DIR, #mmr.crotto-councils, the 6th of October 2016 2:11. There is a document here. Very important to understand what is being foundationally placed here at this location. TXT, Ethics Governance and greater than the 23rd of September 2016 2301 150K, Ethical Code and Cell. Greater than the 6th of October 2016 201 137K. I have not yet read the second document complete. It's a PDF. This is the title of it, Ethical Code and Self-Governing Ethical Standards for Board and Council Members, document prepared for the International Board of African Priests, Priestesses and Healers. IBAPPH. By Dr. Mueda Ashby, copyright August 27, 08, based on the essay, Applied African Ethics for Modern African Society based on African Proverbial Wisdom Teachings by Sabai Dr. Mueda Ashby, copyright 9 March 08. I am indeed expecting a reply here from community leadership to the facts. This is the truth, and no matter what is said of me from others, false CONSPRICY has been exposed. Are you a part of truth or CONSPRICY? You must reply a supportive community for my continued TNC position here. Thank you, unsigned, to be continued, Ethical Code and Self-Governing Ethical Standards for IBAPPH. Board and Council Members, my name is Martin Driskill. I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name, as my primary name is reference to my peace-building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA, by given real legal given at birth as James, first, Martin, middle, Driskill, last. I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery, March 1965, Martin J. Driskill, October 7, 2016, 3:49 p.m. to me, my name is Martin Driskill, born in 1965, I am using my middle name in reference to my peace-building efforts in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who I was still just 3 months fetal age when he made his march walk from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. Selma to Montgomery, March 1965, I am now requiring to be called Martin as a primary name. Thank you. James Martin Driskill, legal name, born September 1, 1965, San Bernardino, CA, USA. Martin J. Driskill, October 7, 2016, 4:14 p.m. to Martin, J. Driskill, Jennifer, Cinnamon. Notice, this email is mentioned in stated intentions has been placed public web archived at txt, gmail, disclosure o. Greater than the 7th of October 2016, 1910-25K, dir, gmail, disclosure o. Greater than the 7th of October 2016 1911 Jennifer Matic J. Matic at pillar.biz via inthymindway.org October 11, 2016, 1:26 p.m. to martin.j.driscoll at inthymindway.org Cinnamon I guess I am unsure of what you like me to do. I have placed the examples of the QR codes, signs in your tenant file. Is there a complaint against another tenant? The format of this email is hard for me to follow to determine exactly what you need from me. The storage area is for both long-term and short-term storage of bicycles, shopping carts and sometimes appliances. Thanks. Martin J. Driscoll October 11, 2016, 1:26 p.m. to SRS 0 equals E plus JB 3 equals V 5 equals pillar.biz equals J. Matic. My name is Martin Driscoll, born in 1965. I am using my middle name in reference to my peace-building efforts in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. who I was still just 3 months fetal age when he made his march walk from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. Selma to Montgomery March, 1965. I am now requiring to be called Martin as a primary name. Thank you. James Martin Driscoll, legal name, born September 1, 1965, San Bernardino, CA, USA, Martin J. Driscoll October 11, 2016, 2:19 p.m. to Jennifer. There is no complaint against another tenant, but the interaction and interest he presented to me about the bicycle for his subversion to claim its ownership. This today after the fact now recently especially into taking the actual history of this one particular bicycle's circumstances and involvements into full perspective. This is the management consideration to its understanding and is exactly what I am asking you to do here. Once you have made that simple thinking relationship that this bicycle's presence today as it stands has its source that is not some independent outside person away from this building whom was invited here and then left his chaos upon my life and subject tenancy. That is a part of the facts of conspiracy that you cannot disassociate from management understanding. For a complaint I would put to you directly today would be the ignorance that standing there knowing there is a conspiracy against me as your tenant and that such activities are condoned and left unimpeded by such is an acceptable practice you do not wish to get involved with. For the source of this chaos onto my life is not from the outside looking into my tenancy unit thus from my personal responsibility for my actions are not its catalyst for its source is actually within the building of persons associates or agents to cause its dissemination agenda against my good standing reputation or character in general to a final cause action of eviction. You are saying to me, and in my management need here, I need your confirmation that this is considered conclusive to all of the facts that has been truthfully disclosed to you and not ignored to that continued ignorance. To whom you associate this inside building source is also an obvious logical conclusion. This is unacceptable to stand as is unimpeded from your conscience of right and wrong. I don't see any end game to an eventual continuance of this conspiracy unless someone in leadership makes it an apparent statement honoring me and my tenancy over and above these extraordinary beyond the pale documentations of this hidden agenda targeting me. Are you willing to make such a commitment into written for understanding and reliance trusts and sense of security of my long-term living happiness in this building? Will you do this for me today? That is exactly what I am asking from you onto me in this email topic and discourse here. It cannot remain a matter not brought into its corrective management function. Thank you. Disclosure of public declaration, statement of intention, Jennifer Matic, Pillar Properties, this is not a harassing content email, inbox x at grewup x at inthymindway, from myself, x Martin J. Driscoll October 6, 2016, 11:06 a.m. to Jennifer, Cinnamon Ms. Matic of Pillar Properties LLC in Denver, Colorado, along with my submission of rent check this month of October 2016. There were several items of community sharing concerns included. These were sealed in a laminated process to remain to the best capable standard holding whatever permanence there can be in prevention for holding non-destruction appearance in the passing of such items into the care of my tenancy providers. These have all been encoded with active and valid common standard QR code technologies to establish a link to online media, including audio listen to spoken voice narrative presentations. All QR codes were verified to be valid and scannable directly from these manufactured original documents. The documents that were provided to you as original one-to-one-to-one sharing items are not intended for or belong to any scheme of mass media distribution. Along with my handwritten single name original signature, Martin, these were given serialized number of proof identity for record-keeping purposes. Although made available in the QR scan code technologies, there can be usage tracking collection applied. There is not such digital tracking placed upon the QR codes used in my informational system theory construction of these in the sharing items provided to Pillar Properties. This fact also applies to anyone else that I have personally serialized items constructed and given out to these matters. You may choose to keep these items and use them for an introduction to the community work and presence of mind that is occurring within the wall space of my residence unit number 112 at Chesney Klein John Apartments. Even though Mr. Johnson chooses his insane position in non-relating to these same exact QR code presentations that are attached to the inside of my window here upon my residence to be presented, or perhaps used by passing by neighbors. These are actually instrument items that are attached to statements of integrity offered to anyone who might have interest or concerned about anything happening here under my tenancy. These are not mere insignificant issues I am bringing forward into a presentation view of truth knowing for community awareness. This is to show others around me who I am and what I am doing here, even though I am apparently involved in a systematic disinterested scheme of conspiracy. More so ever important is that I am the one who will force yourself to know what is true before you act unjustly against me. This statement here reflects the subject matter of intentions. Against all laws and decency of order in the commons we hold in this country, you cannot block my communications to which you wish to establish this blocking process to hold non-responsibility factors in keeping your ignorance over an intelligence wiser than you might care to concede its truth to respect. I challenge you to that court order magistrate ASAP if you think I have done anything expressively wrong here or other actions here not appropriate to the circumstances I know are presently placed into a targeted opposition against me. These unimpeded going on for months and months showing no true honor of leadership roles of understanding. This is truly an insane equation against any and all decency. It has been only been recent since our meeting time along with several other corrective intentional actions I have made that there has been an extremely noticeable slowed pace in harassment elements being current day-to-day received. I will hold myself from name calling but to know I am the one calling for a higher awareness and conscience from others that apparently is so buried and not able to bring forward honestly and upright out of the darkness muck from leadership roles in our local community. This is apparent because of some kind of hidden agenda bullcrap necessity on your parts of this backward asinine equation I just placed to mention to refuse or ignore all my communications in these concerns. The situation of communication agreements between us as tenant and management as a current parameter of non-communication directives is placed noteworthy here. This is a dysfunction I am applying controls to respect your positions in these matters. However that may be made currently malformed of commons, this was made after your flip-flop position from at first an introduction acceptance position documented in my email. This fact alone provides me the knowing I am speaking a high regard analysis of the logistics of truth for the things I do not have direct knowledge of and that for action I have or attempted to date, I am doing the right things for causation corrections even though no one will come out of the darkness muck there are in and admit their fault. There is a matter of the bicycle that is currently hanging on the rack on the first floor here that has not been explained. Explain to me why another tenant in this building has any interest in this bicycle or claims of his ownership is beyond me. This exact bicycle was left here by a visiting guest he that was invited by others, Moana Harris, and not directly invited into this space by me. His bicycle is the original property of this visiting guest placed into this space here at his hand. I did say conspiracy right. Justified I used this phrase and certifiable insane are you all. To participate or condone such activities. This bicycle is a leftover item of abandoned property after 90 days. The urgent care need departure of this guest from his visit here is in the car trip of me driving him and dropping him off at urgent care emergency with Mawa Harris along for this ride. This guest had several episodes of vomiting and its mess he made in the bathroom me in the first hours of his arrival. The circumstances of this guest departure are truthfully written here. The remaining leftover property of this exact one bicycle I had optioned for the return of his property. This guest has never made an attempt or reappearance here to that claim. For the record, this guest's leftover property was dismantled in pieces and stored into my front room closet after its owner's departure. Even so for the record, once I reassembled this exact one bicycle myself, with the chain left unrideable off its spokes purposefully, this exact same bicycle was originally stored in front of my car for several weeks afterward. Eventually, this exact same bicycle was placed on the rack for storage along with the other bikes in the building. Why this exact same bicyclino a conflicted claim of ownership after I fully assembled it to rideable status, I rode it around the block. I finally placed it back on the rack. It was only 2 days later when I had the encounter with the other tenant in the hallway looking at the change of chain status and the discussion that followed. To his claim that he knows the original owner and that he was gifted this bike's ownership outside of my own knowledge. I really don't care about my ownership of the bicycle. But the facts on it, after all is said and done, draws more suspicion to the participants involved in a conspiracy. Wow, my God, such a conspiracy continues to be unwound from its source threading ties by circumstances that are way out of bounds of normalcy to its beyond the pale presence in my life. this continues to be presences involving my tenancy here unacceptable. The source of this comes from a casting out from within this building out to community to the unknowns of persons I am not aware with a disturbed presence of mind hidden agenda. This to their introduction relationship standing between us is fresh. However to then abnormal case after case return of the orginial casting agenda of the blowback chaos against me. I can prove this at this point is the case of facts logically set into motion here in my tenancy management, s to disregard me and to not receive the truth. With this now placed to the order of things, I am not wanting to establish an open channel that is at default my option without a written policy statement that must be applied to all tenants. Do you have anything to reply or say for yourself in this regard before I made all my statements of intentions known to you here? An acknowledgement of these circumstances are indeed beyond the pale and an apology for dismissing me is expected. A pause here for insight. This matter has not been finished its final written need. An affirming reply supportive of my tenancy is expected. This email will also be faxed as a confirmee 9 nanograms copy that these matters remain unresolved and I am very serious to their MDate address and clarification understanding. Notes, this email has been proofed by Grammarly. Grammarly, official site ad, the world's most accurate online grammar checker is now free. Eliminate grammar errors, detect plagiarism easily, improve any text highlights, eliminate errors, enhance clarity and meaning. Contents of the online public memospace folder has updated content and used in the composition of this email. Once this email has been sent via internet channels, it will also be saved and placed to TIS public memspace content record folder holding your personally named identity into reflection to our world. Do you finally open to receive the TUF? Martin J. Driscoll, October 7, 2016, 3:49 p.m. to Martin J. Driscoll, Jennifer, Cinnamon. I am expecting a reply to this email. By the way, there was a witness involved in Halwall encounter with the other tenant of this building. His name is Chris. He is also a very special part of DIR, #chromobone-the.good, the 6th of October 2016 1:59 for he is holding on to the Adenchris symbol here is this space MMRA Crotto #chris.mmr.crotto, the 6th of October 2016 2:09 within his folder there is councils being set up here. DIR, #mmr.crotto-councils, the 6th of October 2016 2:11 there is a document here. Very important to understand what is being foundationally placed here at this location. TXT, Ethics Governance and greater than the 23rd of September 2016 2301 150K, Ethical Code and Cell. Greater than the 6th of October 2016 201 137K. I have not yet read the second document complete. It's a PDF. This is the title of it, Ethical Code and Self-Governing Ethical Standards for Board and Council Members document prepared for the International Board of African Priests, Priestesses and Healers. IBAPPH. By Dr. Mueda Ashby. Copyright August 27, 08. Based on the essay, Applied African Ethics for Modern African Society Based on African Proverbial Wisdom Teachings by Sabai Dr. Mueda Ashby. Copyright 9 March 08. I am indeed expecting a reply here from community leadership to the facts. This is the truth and no matter what is said of me from others, false CONSPRICY has been exposed. Are you a part of truth or CONSPRICY? You must reply a supportive community for my continued TNC position here. Thank you, unsigned, to be continued, Ethical Code and Self-Governing Ethical Standards for IBAPPH. Board and Council Members, my name is Martin Driscoll. I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name as my primary name is reference to my peace-building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA, by given real legal given at birth as James 1st Martin, middle, Driscoll, last. I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery, March 1965 Martin J. Driscoll, October 7, 2016, 3:49 p.m. to me, my name is Martin Driscoll, born in 1965, I am using my middle name in reference to my peace-building efforts in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. who I was still just 3 months fetal age when he made his march walk from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. Selma to Montgomery, March 1965, I am now requiring to be called Martin as a primary name. Thank you. James Martin Driscoll, legal name, born September 1, 1965, San Bernardino, CA, USA. Martin J. Driscoll, October 7, 2016, 4:14 p.m. to Martin J. Driscoll, Jennifer, Cinnamon. Notice, this email is mentioned in stated intentions has been placed public web archived at txt, gmail, disclosure o. Greater than the 7th of October 2016, 19:10:25 k, dir, gmail, disclosure o. Greater than the 7th of October 2016 1911 Jennifer Matic J. Matic at pillar.biz via inthimindway.org October 11, 2016, 1:26 p.m. to martin.j.driscoll at inthimindway.org Cinnamon I guess I am unsure of what you like me to do. I have placed the examples of the QR codes, signs in your tenant file. Is there a complaint against another tenant? The format of this email is hard for me to follow to determine exactly what you need from me. The storage area is for both long-term and short-term storage of bicycles, shopping carts and sometimes appliances. Thanks. Martin J. Driscoll October 11, 2016, 1:26 p.m. to SRS 0 equals E plus JB 3 equals V 5 equals pillar.biz equals J Matic. My name is Martin Driscoll, born in 1965. I am using my middle name in reference to my peace-building efforts in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. who I was still just 3 months fetal age when he made his march walk from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. Selma to Montgomery, March, 1965. I am now requiring to be called Martin as a primary name. Thank you. James Martin Driscoll, legal name, born September 1, 1965, San Bernardino, CA, USA, Martin J. Driscoll October 11, 2016, 2:19 p.m. to Jennifer. There is no complaint against another tenant, but the interaction and interest he presented to me about the bicycle, for his subversion to claim its ownership. This today after the fact now recently especially into taking the actual history of this one particular bicycle's circumstances and involvements into full perspective. This is the management consideration to its understanding and is exactly what I am asking you to do here. Once you have made that simple thinking relationship that this bicycle's presence today as it stands has its source that is not some independent outside person away from this building whom was invited here and then left his chaos upon my life and subject tenancy. That is a part of the facts of conspiracy that you cannot disassociate from management understanding. For a complaint I would put to you directly today would be the ignorance that standing there knowing there is a conspiracy against me as your tenant and that such activities are condoned and left unimpeded by such is an acceptable practice you do not wish to get involved with. For the source of this chaos onto my life is not from the outside looking into my tenancy unit thus from my personal responsibility for my actions are not its catalyst for its source is actually within the building of persons associates or agents to cause its dissemination agenda against my good standing reputation or character in general to a final cause action of eviction. You are saying to me, and in my management need here, I need your confirmation that this is considered conclusive to all of the facts that has been truthfully disclosed to you and not ignored to that continued ignorance. To whom you associate this inside building source is also an obvious logical conclusion. This is unacceptable to stand as is unimpeded from your conscience of right and wrong. I don't see any end game to an eventual continuance of this conspiracy unless someone in leadership makes it an apparent statement honoring me and my tenancy over and above these extraordinary beyond the pale documentations of this hidden agenda targeting me. Are you willing to make such a commitment into written for understanding and reliance trusts and sense of security of my long-term living happiness in this building? Will you do this for me today? That is exactly what I am asking from you onto me in this email topic and discourse here. It cannot remain a matter not brought into its corrective management function. Thank you. That was quite a lot of documentation for the evidence of introduction. There is much, much more to the documentation of happening. The following is not a part of the evidence documented but a conclusion message for your intake of where we actually stand here. Between the veils of our interconnective morality. No matter this is reality, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the absolute real up human truth, the absolute real up human moral truth. And it is a glory day to get to know you, but in this truth, you can't just discard the calling of our God Almighty. I need help real help, and help must be help true. What the level of powers of holding I have bestowed to your mindful reading, your mindful listening, your mindful bending, you know what I have to say here, if you don't take my case, you are offending the powers of progressive evolving humankind because you are mentally blind, on blindness will be what destroys us, we are all united we stand, or it best be known, we are all divided and we fall to our doom. I feel that suppression of dissent applies wholeheartedly to my technology ideals, in that this problem that I encounter happens to also have a side issue of ability to bring this story forward outside of the local particular events. No one will make the talk discussion of these, so strange but true, local Denver events into a perspective of therapy or case management or even doctor-involved responsibility to reduce the force of how discrimination against gay and lesbian people hurts the health wellness of patients. That is a second compounded issue onto these circumstances that makes this case extreme to the cause a very complex matter to unwrap your head around. But it is also very true. Then we take the understanding of how these events have affected my ability to hold and maintain relationships out of the retrogressively breakage of region to region living and outcast me to a point that building relationships is extra risky, that hurt, extremely hurt, in these pressures to what end is there here? What is the threat I am to the world? Oh, I am the model of information theory that is dishonesty confronting. Yes, that is my fault of creativity. I am the one. WHO is the most outrageous crazy believer that love, peace and goodwill can conquer and defeat violence and war and hunger and homelessness, for my model is a peace building structure and I am a threat to wrongdoings. WHO are spread all over plenty, no escape can I take to hold a trust. I might as well go to my grave trying to be the best man here. Forgive what is actually here unforgivable. My mind, body, spirit, and faith still presses me to reconcile this instead of fighting it all out in court, but I will if they do not agree to drop their agenda against me. I have no other choice. I will file it myself if I have the mindful guts. Do you all find a role and purpose that I can fill in our society, or am I a useless piece of crap deserving to be slapped to obedience? What kind of dark? Well, if I am dismissed here, I might as well turn to the dark side, because the haters have been and will always remain to win, because the light side are chickens, cowards to not have the balls to be truth fighters. No, they are the ones, those WHO say they are on the right of truth, justice, and the American way are the ones to watch out for they are wolves in cleaned up run amok hate that is not me, but if I must hate me to my dying day because, without me, you are free to be as wasteful, hurtful, blissful, lazy, distrustful, worthless pieces of shit, and still the praise keeps coming your way. What a crock of shit this American way paradigm power way says of our human existence, a great disturbance in, the force, R2-D2 playback repeating loop. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. The full message is online, you can find your time to trust that I am at my wit's end, there is no way to say it plain fuck you if you cannot help the peace builder, for fuck you, you are one of them too. I have demonstrated the level of intrusion that has occurred, if you do not respond a response of responsibility yourselves to this real story, you're corrupt with hate that will not allow me to overgo the barrier at the end of this road, there is no bridge, no way, no day that peace will be everlasting. War probable always forever peace lost, documented to, transmission interrupted, your ultimate oblivion don't say bye, you are already dead and a ghost. Way real dudes, 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 way is there anybody out here always, never away, never away, never away, day. Because the haters were allowed to remain the thing that wins over all died because no one would cry with me. No one would disturb the sound of silence. Pity pit pity, blank bank, why did it matter to never give up the hate, for them to have one ever gone and have destroyed me? DEAD.